This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Leo XIV celebrating his first Mass today as Pope following Thursday's historic election of American Cardinal Robert Prevost. The 69-year-old hails from Chicago and went to Villanova University in Pennsylvania.
One of the arguments against having an American pope was that the church in America is so deeply divided.
So the assumption is if you elect a cardinal from there, half of the church immediately, you know, dislikes them.
But papal biographer Austin Ivory says Pope Leo's long service in South America and his service as head of his order apparently convinced the cardinals he was best placed to continue the legacy of Pope Francis, the man who, after all, appointed most of them.
That's correspondent Vicky Barker. Chicago's mayor Brandon Blackburn tweeting, "Everything dope, including the Pope, comes from Chicago. Congratulations to the first American Pope, Leo XIV. We hope to welcome you back home soon." Well, here in New York, Mayor Adams said the selection uplifts the voices of Catholics across the five boroughs and our entire country, and that the new pope would bring, quote, an inclusive perspective to the papacy. Governor Hochul urged the pontiff to be a strong champion for compassion and dignity. Throngs of well-wishers flocked to St. Patrick's Cathedral. Our Glenn Chuck is there.
And they'll be back here again this morning, of course, the surprise and celebration about America's first ever pope continuing. Robert Prevost, known to many as just Father Bob, as you mentioned, Villanova graduate, now incredibly Pope Leo XIV. Thousands came to St. Patrick's yesterday, including this man. He says he admires the new pontiff's missionary work.
I like the idea of him going to Peru and going and doing mission work. And I'm not religious myself, but what I admire about the church is going out and doing service work.
Among the crowds yesterday, Tom from Hoboken.
Was the last on my list. I didn't think it was possible. The American perspective, I can't wait to see what that is.
So for St. Pat's, the doors open probably between 6:30 and 6:45 this morning for a Mass at 7. Many will come back to pray for the new pope, light a candle here at what, of course, is commonly known as America's Cathedral. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Outside St. Pat's, you're on Fifth Avenue.
1 week out from a possible New Jersey transit strike, the union representing locomotive engineers will have more to say today about what's holding up a deal. Ahead of that, their chairman, Tom Haas, spoke to 1010 Winds.
New Jersey Transit negotiated an agreement with one union out of 15 and then turned around to every other union on this property and said, "We're not negotiating. There'll be no discussion. You can take it or leave it." And we've decided to leave it. We wanted to negotiate for ourselves.
The main sticking point? Money.
They've said repeatedly that they offered us $172,000 a year on average. And if they actually offered us that, if they're still willing to offer us $172,000 a year on average, we'll take it. But that's not what they had on offer.
New Jersey lawmakers yesterday questioned NJT CEO Chris Kaluri on the status of the talks. He says the union asked for pay parity with LIRR engineers, which comes to about $104,000 a year. He says that's what they offered back in March, and it was the union that walked away. At least 14 arrests as cops were called to another college campus demonstration in the city, this time at Brooklyn College, where a large pro-Palestinian rally spilled onto nearby streets. At one point, cops were seen slamming some people to the ground and tasing at least one guy. A spokesperson for the college says the NYPD was involved after demonstrators violated school policy by putting up tents and then refusing to dismantle them after being warned. Meantime, at Columbia University, only those with a school ID or approved guests of faculty members are being allowed past checkpoints. That after dozens of people were arrested for storming the library on Wednesday. Knicks fans psyched for Saturday. With a 2-0 series lead, the Knicks returned to the Garden for Game 3 of the Eastern Conference semifinals against the Celtics.
I maybe would have thought 1 of 2, but definitely not 2.
Really surprised.
They got to continue playing hard. Hopefully the Garden brings the energy that it will, and we can play well at home.
Yeah, if you want to be there, it's going to cost you. Last-minute ticket prices on the Game Time app start at $648 each. Courtside? Try nearly 43,000. Tip-off tomorrow is at 3:30. Another beloved cat stolen from a bodega in New York City, this time in Flatbush.
Ali Alassai says 5-month-old Snow was sitting outside of his store when all of a sudden he was snatched.
So a man and woman, they just took him from here and take it with them.
Lucky for Ali, cameras were rolling and you can see a clear shot of Snow in a man's arms.
It used to go on outside and come back all the time. Everybody knows in the area.
Customers who always stop in here at Prince Deli and Juice Bar want Snow brought back immediately.
Everybody knows that the cat is the manager of the bodega.
You think, why would somebody want to take a cat?
Ali and his kids are posting flyers all over hoping somebody notices Snow and calls police. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Flatbush.
Prediction is fewer people will be Big Apple bound this year. The city's tourism agency has revised its 2025 forecast, saying we'll likely see 400,000 fewer tourists thanks to the anti-U.S. sentiment around the world. Hospitality Alliance head Andrew Ridgey says restaurants in particular are going to get hit hard.
When tourism numbers fall off, that means fewer people are going out eating and drinking. And one of the great things about visitors, if they're domestic, but particularly international visitors, they're eating all of their meals out. They're going to explore different bars, so they are here to spend money.
He says the city needs to counter this by presenting ourselves to the world as being an inclusive space, despite the rhetoric coming from the Trump administration.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.